Oh, I see.
Okay, so we're up to the question of where you mention the Bein Kodesh Kodesh, right? Given that the Havdalah is Bein Kodesh to Kodesh, right? Where do you mention it? So do you mention it in the Psicha, in the Chasima, right? So that's the Gemara is 4-5 lines at the bottom. Chavavim Beis and Cholin. 5 lines at the bottom. Hecha Amar La. Where do you say Bein Kodesh to Kodesh? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'chasimasa v'chein Amar Nachum v'chasimasa, right? V'Rosheshes Breid Ravidi Amar Af b'psichasa, even in the beginning. V'la'esel sakavase. Okay, Rashi. B'chasimasa hecha Amar la lahai Bein Kodesh l'Kodesh b'chasimasa shel havdala avol b'psichasa hu Omer Bein Kodesh l'chol b'kachin enogem. Right, that's what we do. Bein Kodesh l'chol. Ab psichasa maschil hamav din kolish lekodesh bein or lecholshach, right? Bein shalamim, right? You actually start bein kolish lekodesh. The less else I say, sharei why sharei limno say the havdalos huba b'tchila, because originally you start off by mentioning the beginning of havdalah is to list the seder havdalos. The havdalah l'chsiva raisa mekodesh v'chol k'siva. Right, so the Havdalah which is written in the Torah is Kodesh Chol. It doesn't say Kodesh Kodesh in the Torah. Right, and Rabbi Shimon Levi's principle, if you recall, is we only do the Havdalah which is written in the Torah. Right? So therefore, when we do our list of Havdalahs, you have to do Ben Kodesh Chol. And in the Chasima, you do Ben Kodesh Kodesh. Right? But this is the Shevach about Hashem as Ma'avdil. The Shevach Hashem as Ma'avdil you get from the Torah. Torah says Ben Kodesh Chol. Don't say Ben Kodesh HaKodesh. Right? That's the argument. Well, that's the Gemara says, like the Rashbam or Rashi is justifying why we're paskin that way. But the question is, right, this is also interesting, is this why he's only saying it in why we're paskin that way, but presumably that's the Svara of the Manda Amar who, you know, going back to it from last time, so that's the Svara of the Manda Amar who says that you do it in the, you know, the way we do it. I would think. So the question is, what's the svara of the other side? How do you get around that problem? Does he not hold Rav Shimon Levi? Right? Does Rav Sheshas Bered Ravidi not hold Rav Shimon Levi? Seemed like the Gemara was pretty convinced about that. He'd even changed the gear sign of Raisa because of that Rav Shimon Levi, right? About Be'am Le'Charava. So it seems like that's like a solid principle. But here it seems like we could somehow, you know, break that rule. So that's the question. Also interesting is that the way Rashi says it is that it's not pshat that you say Amadna Kodesh Kodesh Uben Kodesh Chol Uben Or Kodesh Mishal Amim. It replaces the Ben Kodesh Chol, right? Because he says Ben Kodesh LeKodesh Ben Or LeChoshech, right? So you see he's replacing it. So apparently it's part of the three, right?
Right, it would be better if it were just on top of it.
Yeah, right, it's an Aeon or something, but it's part of the three. That's what you're starting with your Shevach is Amal Kodesh Kodesh, Ben Aruch Lajim Yisrael Allah, Amen. Yeshua Shemasa, Rachta Amal Kodesh Kodesh, I guess.
You know, isn't there three?
That's what the Gemara said, you have to have at least three.
So you're still having three there.
You do have three, but the problem is the three should be three from the Torah. The rule of Rav Shimon Levi is that you're listening.
Yeah, just throwing it having four, but one being Kodesh Kodesh, and then...
Oh, Shiri Shemasa. Maybe, I don't know if he's going to change the Shiri Shemasa. Maybe he's going to make that to be Samach HaChasima. That's a good question. Is that Samach HaChasima? Maybe he'll change that one also. The main Chasima, because now the Psicha and the Chasima are Kodesh HaKodesh.
Right.
Could be he's going to, I don't know. I mean, we do the Bein Kodesh HaKodesh of Delta. So we get that in. Yeah, it's a good question. So just as an approach, I mean, you have to work it out better, but let me just give you a first step as to show how to answer this type of question. So, you know, the rule is, he's saying, is you have to use Havdalos in the Pasuk, right? But now you're not. Right? But if you'll notice, you're replacing Hamav Din Kodesh HaKol with Ben Kodesh HaKodesh, right? So maybe he holds you are using Havdalos of the Pasuk. As this Havdalos of the Pasuk are about certain types of differentiations, right? So what's the normal one that you do? is Bein Kodesh Chol. Means, what does that mean in practice? It means between a day of Kodesh and a day of Chol. Right? So it's a Havdalah of the different, like, sanctity of the days. Right? Now, you're also doing that. It's just you're doing it not between a Kodesh day and a Chol day, but between a Kodesh, a very Kodesh day and a not so Kodesh day. Or, you know, a day of this type of Kedusha and that type of Kedusha. But it's still the same category of Havdalah is separated between different types of days in their level of, in their nature of their Kedusha. There's Arlach Hoshech is a different type of Havdalah in the Torah. Yerushalayim is a different type of Kedusha. Havdalah, I mean. So the point is that you're using the categories of Havdalah which the Torah is using, you're just adjusting it in line with the particular of today. Right? So the question, and this we have to go further in, but is that in line with the Rishu ben Levi's rule?
Right?
Because you could say, look, you're not doing what Torah says. The Torah doesn't say that. On the other hand, you are using the Torah's category of Havdalah, right? You're just adjusting it appropriately. Yeah. It's like this. It's not necessarily still very so, because look, you're adjusting it. Basically, you're keeping the same concept of Havdalah between the different Yamim. You're just changing Kodesh Chol and Kodesh Kodesh, as opposed to adding in a new one, like Hayam L'Charava, to the dry land and sea. That's like a new, that's what he's excluding. That's like a new Havdalah. It doesn't use the word Havdalah between those types of things. That thing. It's not one of the categories of Havdalah. This is like the type of, this is one of the Havdalahs, is Bein Kodesh Chol. And this is also Bein Kodesh. It's just, it's not Chol, it's like Chamor and Kal, or a different type of Kedusha. But it's a Kedusha of the Yamim, and the calendar has different Yamim, and that's what we use. We use the Havdalah of the different Yamim. And now it's just a matter of, the days aren't always black and white. They're not always Yom and Chol. Sometimes they're different. There are subtleties within the Kedusha.
Yeah.
But you're still fitting the pattern. You're just, you're just adjusting the quantities, if you will. Right? But it's not, you can't do that to Yom L'Charava. The Torah doesn't use it by Yom L'Charava.
Right.
And that's a different, right?
Yeah.
Right, now everyone see that. There's a point is, like, that's a step in the direction. Now we have to, you know, say, so what's the machlokas? It must be it's a machlokas about how you understand the Rishu ben Levi's idea about whether or not that works or not, whether that's legit. Right? But the methodological point is, look, you know, you have this rule Rishu ben Levi, which the Gemara was so convinced of, so much so that it changed the price. Now this is openly going against it. So, I mean, there's two ways to go. Either you could say that for some reason here's a good motivation of why you could break the rule. This is an exception. Which is hard to say because the Gemara seemed to be that's his role. Right? I mean, you could try to say, no, this is more important than doing that. But that's, you know. Or you could try to work within his role and somehow show how this doesn't violate his role. Even though ostensibly it does. Right?
Yeah.
But this is a reasonable solution. It is working within the rule. Maybe you don't understand the rule in as rigorous as it sounds. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe like this. What's the pshat in this Rishu ben Levi? So one way to learn it is, look, we don't really know where Havdalah is appropriate or not. You know, what's appropriate to call Havdalah and what's not appropriate to call Havdalah. Right? So we use the categories which are utilized by the Torah. So look, this is the categories used by the Torah. It's true, I'm adjusting it as per the particular, but it's the same category, and I'm learning the category from the particular. I'm not making up a new Havdalah, this is Havdalah. I'm just adjusting it to the But the other way is, it's true, you're doing that, but maybe there's a value of sticking to the Pasuk. Because you're referencing the concept that ultimately we're aligned on the Pasuk. You know, it's not just that you want to get your knowledge from the Pesukim, but you want to teach that your knowledge is based on the Pesukim, so to speak. You know, it's like you specifically stick to the verbiage of the Pasuk so that it's reminiscent of the Chumash. You know what I mean? So it's like the words that you say are the words in the Chumash, and that points to the Chumash. Is it pshat like you're pointing to the Chumash, or is it pshat that you're learning from the Chumash? You know what I mean? If you're learning from the Chumash, then I learn that this is an appropriate avenue of a ma'avdala, and I'm gonna tailor it to the tzorach. But if it's bedafka that your Rav Yishuv Levi is saying you should point to the chumash, it's not just that you should learn from the chumash, but you should point. This is where we get our knowledge from, and you should use specifically the verbiage of the pasuk. So once you adjust it, you're not pointing to that anymore. You know what I mean? So is it like a lesson? It's like part of the structure is that it should teach that point? Or is it just saying it's not a matter of teaching it, it's just in truth, we want to use the lesson of the Torah, and therefore we stick to the categories which the Torah teaches us, because in this area, that's where we got our knowledge from, and we want to stick to that. Because look, you assume people know Chumash, right? People in general, especially, the Torah Shabbat Zav, well. And you say it, it's like you're referring to Pesukim. This is that pasuk, that pasuk, that pasuk, that pasuk. You make a new term, it's like a different, So we're gonna move now to Brachos Mem Tesim and Aleph. So if you recall, the Gemara wanted to say that the best chasima, really, for Havdalah would be Mikadesh Yisrael v'hamavdil Mikol Shechol. Remember that the Gemara said that person does that, it's like Marichin lo Yama v'shnosav. That was like the best way to do it. But the Gemara says, or the Rashbam said, we don't hold that way because Ein Chos Mishnayim. Right? Ein Chos Mishnayim. So, I thought it might be interesting to look into that sugya. There's a Gemara in Brachos. Nem Tes Amun Aleph. Okay? On Ein Chos Mishnayim. So it says like this. It's Nem Tes Amun Aleph. It's, it's like a quarter of the way down the page. Tan Rabbanan is the beginning of the line. Okay, beginning of the line. So it says, "Tanrava, Mahu Chosem Ben Yerushalayim." So how do you do chasima in benching? This is in benching, the bracha which we call, I guess, Rachem or Bona Yerushalayim, right? That bracha, the third bracha in benching. How are you Chosem in that bracha, right? So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Moshiach Yisrael. That's how you end. Rach to Hashem Moshiach Yisrael. So Mara says, Moshiach Yisrael in Bona Yerushalayim lo? Did you mean to say that you have to be chosim with Moshiach Yisrael and you cannot be chosim Bona Yerushalayim? Rashi. Bona Yerushalayim is a little bit higher up than we are. Bona Yerushalayim lo? Bidmiya. Im chosim Bona Yerushalayim lav chasimai? Hello Iker bracha di Yerushalayim? Isn't the whole essence of the bracha about Yerushalayim? So how could it be that he's saying is you have to end with Moshiach Yisrael and not with Ben Yerushalayim? It's crazy. So Ella, Ema, rather say what he means, Rizvir means, Af Moshiach Yisrael. Moshiach Yisrael will also suffice. Not you have to say that, but it will also work. Rashi. Ella, Ema, Af Moshiach Yisrael, Imba Lachta Moshiach Yisrael, if you come, you want to be Chosim Moshiach Yisrael, V'lo Chosim Ben Yerushalayim, Yatza. You'll be Yotzei. Why? Shet Teshuas Yisrael, he ben Yerushalayim. Because that is the salvation of Yerushalayim, of Yisrael. Namely, Yerushalayim, ben Yerushalayim. How do you save? You want to save the Jews? Build Yerushalayim Mikdash, ben Yerushalayim. So Moshiach Yisrael is an expression of ben Yerushalayim, or ben Yerushalayim, especially Moshiach Yisrael. They're like two sides of a coin. Mm-hmm. Right? Something like that. Through building Yerushalayim, he'll be Moshiach Yisrael. So I could say Bona Yerushalayim, or I could say that which the Bona Yerushalayim will accomplish, namely to be Moshiach Yisrael. Right? Right. One or the other. That's what Rabbi Sabir says. Okay? Okay. That's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Rava Baravuna Ikla Lebeiresh Kalusa. Okay? Pasach bechada v'siyim betarti. He began with one and he finished with two. What does that mean? Rashi. Pasach bechada kishe hiskil bebracha. When he began the bracha, lo amar rachim Hashem al Yisrael amecha ve'al Yerushalayim iracha. Notice, those are two things. Rachim al Yisrael amecha al Yerushalayim iracha. Elach ve'achas mehem. He just did one of them. Ukisha chosam, but when he was chosim, chosam b'shtayim, he ended with two. Moshiach Yisrael, ubona Yerushalayim. Right? So he started with one of them. Again, notice the parallelism. Is Rachem al Yisrael amecha, have mercy on Yisrael, your nation, parallels Moshiach Yisrael, the Chasima of Moshiach Yisrael, right, who saves Yisrael. Rachim al Yerushalayim Iracha, right, of mercy on Yerushalayim, your city, parallels Bona Yerushalayim, right? So he was Poseach in one of them, but he was Chosim in both of them. Okay. Right? So Amar Rav Chista, says to him, Gvurasa lemechtam betarti? Is it powerful? Is it so good? Right? To finish with two, a double chasima? Is that really so good? Vehatanya, Rabbi Omer in Chosim Mishnayim. Rabbi says you're not supposed to be chosim with two things. So it's a nice try. You're doubling up the shevach, but in chosim mishnayim, right? Rashi, in chosim mishnayim, Rashi shedomen leosin mitzvos chavilos. Ki heichi damer in omrim shtei kedushos lakos echad. You can do two kedushos on one kos. So the example there in Psachim is where a person is doing benching on Friday night. Let's say he had a seuda on Friday, and he wants to bench on a kos and then use that same kos to do kiddush, to like double it up. So that's what it says. That's like a nosamisachavilos. You can't do that. It looks like it's a masoi, right? Looks like it's a burden. Like you're trying to economize, I guess. Right? Save the wine. Saying that's a bizayon. That's like a masla. It's a bizayon. You can't do that. So he's saying, similarly here, you can't be chosim mishnayim. Right? You can't be chosim mishnayim. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go a little further. I mean, this is not a very long Gemara. So in general, what I like to do when the Gemaras aren't very long and nor very complicated, is to get all the facts and then analyze. Okay, I mean, if it gets complicated and hard to hold on to, then sometimes you have to stop. But here it's pretty simple. There's not too much Gemara here. So it's helpful to just get we're trying to understand this concept in Chosim Mishnayim. So the more data we have, the more especially, we're not going to overload ourselves with data, so it's worth going a little further. Okay? So Gemara says, Gufa, let us analyze that very statement itself. Rabbi's statement of Ein Chos Mishnayim. By the way, apparently he didn't have a response. Rabbi Arvuna, right, or whatever, apparently there was no response. Right, Ruchista said, why are you doing that? And I guess he backed down. Right, Gufa. Rabbi Omer, Ein Chos Mishnayim. Esve Levi, the Rabbi. So Levi asked the Rabbi, Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaMazon. Right? So it's interesting. Remember what Mesve means? Or Mesve?
You're challenged from the higher source?
You have a higher source. So here, Rebbe is a Tana. So who's the higher source? Esir is Rebbe. Allah Ara, it's Malam Azon. Right? I guess it's like the bracha. Right? The form of the bracha. Whoever Anshe Zagdola or whatever who set up, it's a form of the bracha. I guess that's a higher source than Rebbe. Oh. Right? The Mixas Mehem Nevi'im, right? Anshe Zagdola, who's Misaki the bracha? It's Allah Ara, it's So that seems to upschlag Rabbi's principle. So he answers, Eretz de mafka mazon. When it says Eretz mazon, it's really one thing. The land which brings forth mazon. So that's not called Chosim Mishnayim. Right? The land which brings forth mazon. Okay. Ala Eretz v'ala peros. What about that? What about that? Somewhere says, same thing. Eretz de mafka peros. Right? It's the land. What? I don't know. I thought, good question. Mikadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. What about that? Mikadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. An yantav. Right? Oh, Yisrael dekadshinu l'azmanim. Mikadesh the Jews. Who are Mikadesh l'azmanim? Who? Mikadesh of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Yisrael dekadshinu l'Rosh Hashanah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mikadesh ha-Shabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim. What about that? Shabbos, when Shabbos comes out on Yontif, and you can't say anymore, Rashi, Mekadesh Yisrael, Shabbos Yisrael Vizmanim, V'hachalek al-Meimar Yisrael Mekadesh Yisrael Shabbos Vizmanim. You can't say he's Mekadesh Yisrael or Mekadesh Shabbos Vizmanim. The Ilu Zmanim, Tulim V'Bezin, Lekadesh Chadashim, Apiriyah, because the Zmanim are Talu in Bezdin and Israel. Our Shabbos, Kedusha B'Kaima, Shabbos is Min Kedusha Omid, as his own Kedusha, irrespective of Israel. Min Kedusha from Sheshim Eberashos. So Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadoshim, you could say, Mekadesh Yisrael, who are Mekadesh? The Zmanim, who are Mekadesh, Rosh Chodesh, because they are Mekadesh. There's no Kedusha as Yontif or Rosh Chodesh without Kal Yisrael saying Mekadesh, Mekadesh. But Shabbos is already Mekadesh. So you can't pull that trick. Right? Yeah. Oh, so what's my answer? That seems to be a contradiction to Rabbi's principle of Einchos Mishnayim. So my answer is classic, Chutz Mizu. Except for that. That's an exception. Right? That's an exception. So the Gemara says, Umayishna hacha. Right? Umayishna? Right? Umayishna? What's the difference? What do you mean, chutz mizu? You allowed one exception? That's your rule? Einchos Mishnayim is the one exception? Why is that a valid exception? But Moshe Yisrael, Levonu Yishlaim is not a valid exception. And who decides these rules? Right? So the Gemara says, hacha chadahi. Here, by Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos Yor HaZmanim, it's one. Hasam, by Moshe Yisrael, and Mekadesh Moshe Yisrael, V'Bono Yishalayim, Tarti, Kol Chad V'Chad V'Am Pei Nafshe, each one is by itself. Okay, what does that mean, Rashi? Chutz Mizu, Ma'ishna, Hacha Chadahi, Ein Kan Ela Berchas Mekadesh, it's only one idea, that he Berchas Mekadesh. Shemavarz laKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemekadesh Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. You're giving Shevach to Hashem that He's Mekadesh the Shabbos and the Zmanim. I guess any Yisrael, whatever, who Mekadesh Zmanim, right? So it's one Mekadesh Hashem, Shevach to Hashem, who's Mekadesh Shabbos and the Zmanim. Avol Moshiach Yisrael, Ubon Yerushalayim, Tarti Milinenu. Two things. Ve'ein Kolim Shnei Dvarim V'Bracha Achas. Right, and you can't include two things in one bracha. Right. Okay, let's skip the rest of that for now. Okay? It's like another Gerson Rashi, which he brings up and he rejects it. Okay? Okay. So, right? So this is interesting, isn't it? Right? So it's like you kind of got an exception and not a full exception, right?
Yeah.
Then the Gemara says, V'tayma mai, I'm sorry. Yeah, V'tayma mai Einchos Mishnayim. What's the reason why Einchos Mishnayim? Bechlal. Lefish, Einos Mitzvah Chavis Chavis. Okay, so Rashi already told us about that. Right? Rashi already told us about that. Okay, fine. So then it says, one more thing, one more part of the Gemara. Mai Havela, so what's the Psak? Amar Sheshes Pasach Barat. What's the psak about what you should do in Bona Yishlaim or Moshe Yisrael? So Amar Sheshes Pasach Barachim Yisrael Amecha. If you begin Rachim Yisrael Amecha, Chose Moshe Yisrael, then you should end with Moshe Yisrael.
Yeah.
Pasach Barachim Yisraelayim Chose Bona Yishlaim. In other words, the psicha and the chasima should match. Rashi the Beinu chasima main psicha. Oh, as you said,
yeah.
Right, they should match. What's the bracha? The bracha should match. Maybe I was wrong. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Pasach Berachem Al Yisrael. Even if you start with Rachem Al Yisrael, Chosim Bon Yishlaim, you still can be Chosim Bon Yishlaim. Mishem Shenemar Bon Yishrael Hashem Nidcha Yisrael Chanes. That's in the second Haluka. Right, Bon Yishlaim Hashem Nidcha Yisrael Chanes. Eimasai Bon Yishlaim Hashem. When does Hashem build Yishlaim? Bizman Shnidcha Yisrael Chanes. In the time when the straying ones of Yisrael are gathered. Right.
Yeah.
Rashi, Rav Nachman Omer, Bona Yishlaim Shos Yisraeli. Bona Yishlaim is Shos Yisrael. The Chesed Bona Yisrael, Hashem Ba'az Nitzal Yisrael Chanes. So therefore, it's no violation of this principle that the beginning should be the same as the end, because they basically go together, right? They go together. So that's like a further machlokas, right? And that, as far as I could tell, is the end of this Gemara. Okay, the end of this Gemara. Okay?
Yeah.
So basically, to summarize, we got this principle of Einchos Mishnayim, right? We have the principle of Mishnayim with Kosev Masoi, Chavilas Chavilas. You have these exceptions of Alarj V'Alamazon. They're not quite exceptions, but the things are seemingly exceptions, but you could unify. Alarj V'Alamazon, Alarj V'Alperos, Mekadesh Shavazman, Mekadesh Shavashadashim, That was all smooth, right? You have Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yishol Razmanim, which seemingly is a problem. The Gemara says, no, no, it's not a problem, because that's also one. Right? You have this Mashiach Shabbos Yishalayim, which somehow this Amora, if it was, thought you could do it. But then Rechisa said to him, what do you mean, that's good? You think it's so good to have double, two things? You're violating our rule. Right? And then you have some other snafokas at the end about, you know, you have these particulars about this Bonei Yerushalayim and, you know, Moshe Yisrael. What are these ideals of the brachos, the whole thing, you know? This machlokas, whether or not you could start with one and end with the other. Yeah. Right? These are basically the facts floating around in this again. Right? Good, excellent. That's the question that's bothered me. Is that by the kosos, so you could, you have two chiyuvim. You have a chiyuv of benching and you have a chiyuv of kiddush. Right? And the question is, I could bench first on one kos and then do kiddush on another kos. Or I could shove them together. Right? And when I shove them together, I understand. That looks like a masoi. What am I doing? Why am I shoving them together? They're two different brachos. I could say them as separate brachos, and instead of saying them as separate brachos, I'm moving them together. I understand that looks like a masoi. But by benching, you can't say two brachos, one for Moshe Yisrael and one for Bona Yishalayim. I mean, this is benching. There are three brachos in benching, Deraisa. You can't make two brachos. So, but there are two ideas which you want to express. Moshe Yisrael and Bona Yishalayim. So, it's not like a masoi. I'm not like trying to economize. I'm just trying to express another idea in which it gives more shavach. Right? So, what's the problem? Right, what's the problem? It's like it doesn't seem to be a valid application. The application is where naturally you only have one option. And then you know, you have two options and you could do them separate and you're trying to do them together. But here, you can't do them separate. So isn't it better to do it together than to do it not at all? Right? That's the problem.